Donalana Kitchen talks about food. Donalana Kitchen talks recipes. Donalana Kitchen talks about lots of other things on community radio. It's fundraiser time here on KHOI. You have the great good fortune to be listening to the Donalana Kitchen on KHOI Community Radio. I'm Lana Noctico.
And I'm Donna Prisgintas.
We've been meeting here in the Donalana Kitchen for, well, about a year and a half now.
Oh, man,
we've got
quite a body of work
on
our archives.
Our first show, believe it or not, was in December of 2013. We got together.
Oh, we're just old-timers,
yeah,
aren't we?
I know. Not that we are getting any better, but we're still here.
We're getting more ornery.
We're still here, and we're glad that you are still here, too. Today, we'll remind you how to become a member of this fine community radio station, because we are all volunteers. And, yes, you are volunteer listeners, too. And you, as a volunteer listener, can help us by making a pledge and supporting this radio station. Call 292-2878. That will get you in contact with a real nice person at our front desk, and you can pledge.
Because even though we're all volunteers, we still have to pay for electricity and the rent.
And those costs just do not go away. We want to be able to bring you a good voice here in Central Iowa, and you can be part of that voice, not only with your dollars, but you can bring your time and energy to this radio station, too. Because Donna and I started out as just your plain old people on the street, and we figured out, well, we had something to say, so we got on the radio and said it. So you can, too.
Yeah, and in the meantime, we learned how to be Lana's quite the engineer. You wouldn't believe the skill set she's acquired.
Oh, I can edit now. Now, that's pretty scary, but I can do that. Other things I'm still learning, but it's a real fun place to learn.
In case you haven't noticed, our shows are somewhat edited.
They are. We have little bits and pieces. We enjoy this. We talk about food. We talk about farming. We talk about lots of things here on Donalana Kitchen. And we even have some support from underwriter.
Oh, yes, our wonderful underwriter. Support comes from Wheatsfield Co-op, your full-service natural foods grocery names. Community-owned, community-focused since 1974. Open daily 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Located downtown at 413 Northwestern, just off Main Street in Ames. Everyone can shop at Wheatsfield Co-op.
Today, we'll remind you how to become a member of this radio station and also, we're going to talk about starting a garden. Chia seeds, farmers markets, hey, they're starting up all over Central Iowa. And as promised during other shows during this fundraiser that you probably have listened to faithfully, you've heard something about gelato. There's a gelato premium. Take it away, Donna.
Oh, yes, something very special for the fundraising drive from the Donalana Kitchen Show. For those of you that listen to us, we want one lucky person in town to actually have a tasting of what we do. So of anyone who signs up as a new member will be put into a drawing, and one person will win an actual quart of homemade sour cream gelato and a tub of little hot fudge to go over the gelato. I'm making it all myself. And it is organic, and it is delicious.
And it certainly is. Do not miss this opportunity to win a very great sweet treat. Or as someone whispered in my ear, you could say, scoop up this great sweet treat. Yes, yes, yes.
It's a sweet deal for any new members. You get one opportunity to be in the raffle. So call 515-292-2878 and join KHOI Community Radio.
Good job. So, what about this gelato? Can you give us a little background on what the winner will be tasting?
Well, I have this super duper Italian ice cream making machine. So it's actually quite nifty. It's It's a big, heavy, refrigerated unit that I sit on the table, and then you turn the button that makes the little wheel go around, and another one that turns on the refrigerated unit, and then you pour into the mixing bowl whatever you want to turn into gelato. So for this gelato, I'm making it with Kelowna Organic Sour Cream and Kelowna Organic Yogurt and vanilla and sugar, and it's a delicious recipe. And it's even, we'll call it somewhat healthy because it has all these cultured products in it. So that's how I make the gelato, and it'll be vanilla flavored. And over it will be a little jar of hot fudge sauce that I make from dark organic chocolate chips and a lot of cream. So you just kind of heat the hot fudge sauce in a little pot of boiling water and pour it over the ice cream, and it is yum, a yum, yum.
Oh, question. If someone is kitchen
impaired,
will this microwave to warm it up?
I think it should.
I mean, not the gelato, of course.
The chocolate sauce. Yes, you could microwave it.
Yeah, maybe we should send some directions. Anyway, the winner will be picked, as we said, from all the new members.
So if you haven't joined, get into that pool of new members and get your very own sour cream gelato with hot fudge sauce.
We will announce it after the pledge drive is done, and we'll announce it on the show, and also the winner will be contacted, of course, and the winner can come down here to KHOI, the studio on Douglas Avenue in the old Amos Pantorium building, and yes, we do have a freezer here, so you can pick up.
There's another trick I want you to know about this hot fudge sauce.
Oh, yes.
If you don't melt it and pour it over the ice cream and you happen to like just stick a spoon into it and eat it cold in the refrigerator, it's really like a chocolate truffle. It's so I have some sitting in my refrigerator now. It's a disaster because my spoon just goes in there way too frequently.
So that's okay to do that.
Yes, there's many ways to deal with chocolate.
Good. Also want to mention there's, besides this fantastic, one-of-a-kind Donna Prisgintis Gelato Premium, there's lots of other premiums that are available here. We've got membership levels. There is a $55 level. There is a $100 level. And there is a sustaining $250 or more level. And so call in and talk to the person at the front desk about any of those. And of course, we have things like cups, KHOI coffee mugs. We have T-shirts. They'll be coming at any day now. And there are also a few gift certificates left to Cafe Milo. You can call in, and when you make your pledge, there are some gift certificates for Cafe Milo. And there's a gift certificate from Great Plain Sauce and Dough Company and from The Loft, the great clothing emporium downtown Ames. We had some other gift certificates, but they have been all taken by other people who have called in and want to be members of KHOI. So 292-2878 or go to khoifm.org and punch the donate button. But if you want those premiums, talk to a real person because there isn't a place for that on the donate.
Right,
button.
Right. You got to call up live and in person to get into the gelato raffle.
Very good. So there's lots of things that is starting the season, Donna. There's farmers markets.
Oh, it's the season. The beginning, the opening of the season in Ames, Lana and I declare, is May 1st.
All right.
Okay, that is when our best time of the year officially starts. Isn't that the frost date is around May 1st?
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, and the weather is cooperating this year, and the farmers markets will all be in full swing. And I noticed there's so many events this weekend. It's like everybody's decided, okay, now is the time to party on.
Yes. Oh, speaking of party on, I will mention, right, we'll talk more about events later in the show to make sure you have your pencil and paper ready, but put this in your little gray cells. As part of this fundraiser, there is going to be a KHOI party on Saturday.
Saturday night.
So come down for food, music, and meet some of us fine folks down here Saturday. That's a KHOI Pledge Drive party. Yes. So, are you looking forward to the farmer's market season?
Oh, I'm so excited. Even the, I'm ready to, you know, get into the garden, of course, and I noticed all the little holla booths are open. That's another sign of the beginning of the season.
Oh,
in
yeah, the little portable greenhouses.
Yes, yes. Okay. And so it's, you know, time to get the annuals out and the more perennials and see what winter hath wrought under there. I found a few dead things. I was kind of shocked because the winter really wasn't that hard.
It was a long one, though. It was a long one.
Oh, it's always a long winter. But so spring is sprung, and it's a very exciting weekend. We will be at the farmer's market in downtown Ames.
Not this farmer's market, but the next one. They will look for the KHOI booth. There.
But does the farmer's market start this weekend?
The farmer's market starts this weekend. It starts on May 2nd.
This is the downtown farmer's market.
This is the Ames Main Street Farmer's Market. The North Grand Mall Farmer's Market in Ames has been going on for a while, and I think they've been doing it inside. Smart people. They've been doing it inside the mall.
I'm hoping they'll do it outside.
Oh, I think they move outside eventually, yes.
Well, I will be at both farmer's markets this week looking over what spring hath wrought. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, very good. So the Ames Farmers Market on Main Street will – oh, this is the fifth year. There's going to be some face painting. There's going to be – oh, my goodness. Darth Vader is coming for free comic book day. There's always something going on. Oh, and the Arts Council is having a farewell to the mural that is in the Tom Evans Park. So the building does need to be repaired. So come and look at the mural and say goodbye to it. It's been a great mural. We've got then there's two musicians. So come and think of spring. Maybe there won't be a whole lot of vegetables yet except for all those fine
folks. Well,
Lana,
you'll be at the farmer's market.
Look for the – yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. Come and say hi.
Yes, Onion Creek Farm.
Mm-hmm. So support your local farmer's market. And support.
Both of them? Yeah. All of them?
All of them. And also the ones in all the other little towns
right
around here.
Right. I think there's – Ankeny is opening up and quite a few. There's a – go to the Google Iowa Farmers Market. There's a whole passel of them there.
Oh, yes, yes. It's a fine way to find out about things. And if you're interested in being a vendor, that's a fun experience to learn all about – the high stakes of local economics, even if you're selling your jelly or your potholders or your potted plants down there, you'll get to meet your neighbors and find out how the economy works. It's actually a very good thing.
There's also quite a lot of really delicious food vendors that come to the market. You can come down and have lunch or breakfast.
That's a
chai, tea, coffee, sandwiches. Yeah, I'm so looking forward to this.
A very welcome development.
Yeah, so go to the market. Hungry.
Yes. Support your local farmer's market. Oh, I want to mention, farming is a dangerous profession.
Oh, Lana injured herself.
Be careful
this week.
Out there. I sprained my finger planting leeks. So be careful of those leeks out there. I go down the row and have a small leek plant and poke, 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 poke. And I usually have a pretty good rhythm going. And I was going down the row, poke, 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 and I hit a rock. And my finger went crunch. And it's fine now, but it was pretty large and purple there for about a week. So be careful out there, all you farmers. I know not only tractors and grain bins, that stuff is pretty nasty too. But be careful of those leaks. They'll get you every time.
Yes, so appreciate all of the arduous work of our farmers.
You're listening to KHOI FM 89.1. This is the Donna Lana Kitchen. This is community radio. Support this radio station, 292-2878. Maybe you're thinking of starting your own garden. Way back in March of 2014, when Donna Lana Kitchen was in its budding stage, Ursula Rudenberg, the station manager, and I talked about starting a garden, and we're going to hear a little bit of that interview. It's pertinent today, too. Here's some thoughts about starting a garden. was a tune by Sam Rosetta called Maggie's Garden.
How did you get started doing a garden? Now, you do more than gardening now. You farm. You're known for that in the area.
The garden grew. The garden turned into a farm.
Okay, but so tell us how you got started.
How I got started. My family always gardened. Grandfather, grandmother, mom and dad always had a garden. Not necessarily, my parents lived in a rather small lot in town, so we'd go out to my uncle's farm, and the family garden was out there. I don't recall any horrible garden stories, like people say, oh, my, I had to work so bad and hard in the garden that I'd never want to do again. I just remember it as a joyful time. I never really had the work of the garden. I think my mom and dad did most of that. I do remember helping to harvest, pick strawberries, shell peas, that sort of thing.
So you remember it as play, not chores.
Yes, I remember it as play, not chores. That didn't keep my family from being enamored by things like chicken pot pie and Jell-O and Wonder Bread. I mean, it's not like we were garden purists and had to eat everything from the garden, but we put mom put up a lot, and a lot went in the freezer, a lot went on the canning shelves. I remember that. Then didn't do any thinking about gardening for a while, but then in college, I remember there was this on-air radio personality in the morning that I would wake up to as before I stumbled off to class. And one spring, he had this whole spiel about growing seeds, and he had this tomato contest where you could, okay, start your tomato seeds, and we'll discuss them each day. And I wasn't part of the discussion, but I got myself a tomato seed. I put it in a Campbell soup can on the kitchen window, and I think that's kind of when I got interested again. I don't know whether the radio personality was all that persuasive, but I got enamored with watching this little thing grow. I killed it eventually because I did a whole bunch of things wrong. But I did grow a tomato for a while in college.
So, wow, this is a full circle experience here. So today you're a radio announcer. And are you here now telling the listener to plant a tomato?
Oh, I am. I'm telling you to plant lots of things. You'd be surprised what plants will teach you. You'll be surprised what a garden can teach you. There's all kinds of suggestions to find your center and ground yourself, and I can't think of anything better than to ground yourself in a garden.
Okay, so let's talk about starting a garden real quick here.
Tips on starting a garden.
I'm a person, I have some land in my backyard. I'm living in town, and I want to start thinking about building a garden for this spring. Tell me, what's the first thing I need to do when I go out in the backyard and look at the land? What am I looking for to figure out where to put the garden?
Well, you learn to think like a plant. If there's a garden space already there, someone else has kind of made a decision. One thing that you're going to have to look at is where the sun is. That's probably the most important thing. Good garden, good plants need about at least 8 hours of sun a day. And that's one thing you really can't do too much about. There's other things that you need to think about, like the soil, the water, drainage, what kind of compost you're going to use. Those things you can ameliorate. You can help those things. The site and how much sun you get, that's kind of a given. So go for that.
So are there different types of plants who can take less than 8 hours of sun?
There are, but don't try to push it too much. There are a lot of ornamentals that do okay in the shade, and also some herbs do okay in the shade. I've had luck with a watermelon growing in a really strange, shady place off the top of a compost heap, and I've learned that of all the viney sort of things, watermelons of all things, don't need full sun. Everything will grow if you don't give them full sun, but depending on how much produce you want to give the plants the best they can get.
And what is better, morning sun or afternoon sun, evening sun?
Ideally, I would say morning sun. But, again, every site's going to be different. You work with what you have. Here's another tip is that if you don't have a perfect place or a small space, consider sharing a garden with somebody else. Talk to your neighbor. Do they have a bed you could use? There's community gardens. There's other spaces you can garden. And also, putting things in containers. Here's another tip. If you've never done a garden before, start small. Think very small. A 3x3 or a 6x6 space or 6 containers on your patio that you can, unlike a garden, you can, the containers, you can push them around and follow the sun. Starting small, you'll learn a lot and you can grow from there.
Okay, so I'm starting small and I found a spot where I can get 8 hours of sun.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question I'm going to ask right away is, what should I grow?
Oh, what should you grow? I'm always inundated by seed catalogs in the winter. And that's actually a very pleasant thing to do. I'd start out with growing something that you really like. Everybody talks about tomatoes. Perhaps you don't like tomatoes. Only grow what you like. If you like eggplant, grow that. If you like lettuce, grow that. If you're big on parsley, do that. If you don't like marjoram, do not grow it. It's just because, A, you have an idea of a garden. Your garden is your very own. You grow what you like.
Okay, so that's a great guideline. Grow what you want to eat.
Yes, definitely.
What other considerations? What about soil?
The soil, your space for the sun may be full of sod right now. So this year you may not have a good luck with keeping the grass out of it because you'll have to turn that over, get that sod out of there, work it up. Plants need soil to stand up in. They also need nutrients that are in the soil. And they also need air in that soil. So think about fluffing things up.
What does that mean, fluffing things up?
Turn the soil over and make sure that air can get in there. You may want to add things to the soil to make it more compatible with root growth, such as compost and other soil amendments that you can get. It's pretty easy to find bags of compost, bags of topsoil that you can add to things, especially if your site is rather compacted. You can tell if, think like a tomato. If you look at that soil and it looks like it's been stood on for a long, long time and it's really compacted, you may not want to put your tomato seedling right in that. You want to fluff it up a little bit. You can add, there's a lot of things that you can purchase, or you can create your own compost pile and add that every year. Think of gardening not as a 10-minute or even a 10-day sort of thing. Gardening is a long-term event. You don't have to do everything at once. Think of years and years or months and months. You can add things slowly and improve things slowly.
So when you say it's easy to find bags of compost, what do you mean? Do you mean to buy them in stores or get them from friends, or where do you find bags of compost?
Probably if you're starting out, the best way to do things is to go to a garden store and get bags of compost or bags of topsoil. Usually those bags are weed-free, which is an important thing. I doubt if you're going to get somebody to give you bags of or bunches of compost, because most gardeners are pretty protective of what they've made. However, finding well-rotted manure from a farmer is a good idea. Be careful. Make sure that compost is not manure. Manure is new stuff. It's too strong. Compost is degraded. It's all the volatile things are out of it, but the best other things, the organics, are left. One thing about buying things in bags, look to see exactly what is in the bags that you're buying. I ran across an article by a writer named Jill Richardson who writes about food systems and eating local, and she suggests that before you buy bags, you must realize that some of the bags of compost and garden soil that you can get may contain something called Class A biosolids, which is actually sludge. The sewage treatment folks have been trying to get rid of that stuff for a long time, and the EPA, unfortunately decided, because they were lobbied pretty hard, to okay the fact that you could add these biosolids and dried out things to your garden amendments. So be kind of careful there. They do regulate some things. Out of the thousands of toxic chemicals that are found in the sludge, they do strictly regulate exactly 10 heavy metals and 2 pathogens. But there's a whole lot of other stuff in there. So if your bag says Class A biosolids, buy a different bag. We're back. This is the Donna Lana Kitchen. That was a little bit of a talk with Ursula Rudenberg, one of the fine people down here at KHOI Radio. And she and I talked last year about how to start a garden. That was just a few little tips to get you thinking.
Lots of good information there, especially the biosolid stuff.
Be careful out there. So we're here to remind you not only that this is the Donna Lana Kitchen, but that this is Pledge Week. If you would like to make a pledge, if you'd like to support this fine show and lots of others, call 292-2878 or go to our website and pledge there.
And remember, if you are a first-time pledge person, you will be entered into the raffle for the Donna Lana gelato, sour cream gelato, and hot fudge sauce. One lucky winner will actually taste some of the Donna Lana show.
Oh. So what a deal. If you have been procrastinating, get your sweet tooth on and scoop up that great deal. That scoop up, that's very good.
Very good, Lana.
Yeah. So we want your pledge to help keep KHOI on the air. And Donna Lana Kitchen would like to hear from you, too. If you have ideas about future topics, do you have expertise you'd like to share with us? Do you have something you would like to correct? Would you like a recipe repeated, or would you like to give us some advice on a recipe? You can email us here at khoiradio@gmail.com and put Donna Lana Kitchen up there in the line that helps people find their way around. And contact us. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you'd like to hear.
Also, KHOI will be having a booth regularly at the downtown Ames Farmers Market. And some of those days, Lana and I will be there. You can come and ask us questions or give us advice. Do stop by and see us at the Farmers Market.
Yes.
That's Saturday mornings.
Right. Not this Saturday morning. The second Saturday morning in May is when we'll be there for the first time. So it's not every weekend, but almost everyone. We talk about a lot of things on the Donna Lana Kitchen, and we learn new things. I certainly have learned a lot of new things. So, this is another example. Donna, tell me about chia seeds. Chia seeds.
Oh, this is one of my new adventures in healthy eating. They've been very much popularized in the sort of health food press. And they're little tiny, tiny seeds. And unlike flax seeds, apparently they're digestible. You don't have to grind them, but you can grind them. And I began by Lana has got me making kombucha again. So then I saw that there was a product that had chia seeds in the kombucha. So I thought, well, I can, instead of paying $3.50 a bottle, I can make that myself. Because I tried one, and it's kind of interesting. It's remember when we had those boobily tapioca drinks with the big balls in them?
Oh, I did. I have tried those, and yes, they are interesting. It's sort of like drinking pudding. It's interesting. Yeah. But
The chia seeds are a bit reminiscent of that, but the chia seeds themselves are much smaller. So once the chia seeds get wet, they kind of expand and become gelatinous. So I put them in first I make my kombucha. Then I put them in the kombucha in the refrigerator and wait another couple of days before I drink it. And I've been doing quite well with that. So chia seeds they're called energy foods. They actually have a lot of, I think, gamma-linoleic acid, or anyway, some rare fatty acids that we all apparently need more of in our diet. They're also very good for fiber. They also have lots of, they're nutrient dense, as it were, rather high in protein for their size. They also purported to help you hydrate because they retain more moisture in your intestinal tract. So I did try an experiment today. I was looking at recipes, and there was a chia seed pudding.
Okay.
So you in the blender, you take 2 cups of milk or other, you know, nut milk, coconut milk, whatever, and 1/2 cup of chia seeds, and then some sort of sweetener that you like. I just use sugar. And then flavoring. You can either put fruit in or chocolate or vanilla or, you know, pudding-ish things. So I've made this chocolate one, and we're about to sample it.
And we are about to sample it in the KHOI premium coffee mug, too. So it looks kind of chocolatey. Do you put chocolate in this?
I did. In fact, I put some of the chocolate from that hot fudge sauce. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't think of it, it's not something I'd serve at a fine dinner, but as it may be a breakfast treat.
It tastes good for you. I like it better than the bubbly tapioca drinks that were, you could get them in some Asian restaurants, the tapioca bubbly drinks. The little seeds are pretty teeny tiny, so it just kind of makes a really interesting texture.
Well, I'm wondering if you could get kids to eat it if you made it in their favorite flavor. I'll have to do the ultimate test on my grandson.
I don't know. I wonder if you could freeze it and make pops out, pudding pops out of it.
It's true. Frozen and sweet, almost anyone will eat them.
Yeah. And then if it's a little crunchy, just say it's ice crystals. Anyway, I think it's worth trying. I have tried your kombucha with the chia seeds floating around in there, and I find it really fun. It's nice. You kind of chew and drink at the same time. It's a very nice, cool thing to have. Oh, I have a question. This is a technical question. What do chia seeds have to do with chia pets? Remember chia pets on late night TV, along with the Popeil's Pocket Fisherman and the Veg-O-Matic? They were the chia pets.
Well, I have to say, it's the very same chia.
Oh, what's old in it, old again? What's new again is old again. Well, it's coming around again.
These are very old chia seeds. Were, I don't know, Incan or Mayan or something, and they apparently in the native tongue meant strength. So they've been around forever. And another way you can eat them is to actually sprout the chia seeds the way you would, like, sprout alfalfa seeds or anything like that and put them in your salad. It's sort of a interesting texture.
Yeah. It's a lot more pleasant to eat than, well, flax seeds are good for you, too. But flax seeds, like you said, you have to grind them because flax seeds – They, as we should say, they go right through you because they do they do not break down. And also flax seeds are, you have to be careful about grinding them because they lose their potency and they go rancid.
That's true, they do.
These things are quite
right?
nice.
I have to say the main drawback is they stick to your teeth. You'll have, I don't think this would be a good party food, you know?
Probably not a good announcer on-air food either. No. We're going to get a little sticky here, but that's fine.
But
so, chia seeds.
I don't know. What do you think of the chia pudding, Rick?
I think it's really good. I mean, it's not, you know, really overly sweet. It has that nice kind of texture, and I like this. I've never had anything like it, so it's
won it's me edible.
Over.
It's good for you.
It's the right balance of sweetness.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate chia pudding. And it's really easy to make. You just throw it all in the blender, put it into a container, and then in 10 minutes it kind of thickens up.
Oh, you don't have to cook it.
No.
Oh, this is even better.
Oh, no.
I like it now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are certain times that this just kind of could fit the. That's what I'm saying. It would be good for breakfast.
Right, or the late night, oh, shoot, we don't have any ice cream. I want something sweet.
Exactly. I'm on a diet. I shouldn't be eating ice cream. I'll make some chia pudding.
Yeah, because I can kind of OD on yogurt. Well, it's okay. But this is nice. It's a different sort of chia. Where does one get chia seeds?
Well, I know for sure they have them in the bulk section at Wheatsfield. They also come in packages, and I suspect even the normal grocery stores in sort of their more natural products section probably sell them in the packages. I must say they're much less expensive in the bulk section. So that's where I've been buying mine at Wheatsfield. They're not terribly expensive when you buy them that way.
Oh,
It's a fun experiment.
A new thing to try, and you heard it here on the Donalana
and
Kitchen.
And it's easy peasy, that's for sure.
Fair. A new thing to try. This is good. Oh, a spring thing. A spring thing. I have discovered, I hunted up and found successfully some morel mushrooms.
Woohoo!
Already. It's starting. I'm not great expert on morels. I do have places I know that I can visit. Nobody is going to get rich following me around and going to my morel hunting places. I generally get enough for supper. You know, a handful. And that's what I got. And what I found was the gray morels, which are the things that come first. And yeah, they're a little more dense. They're more, I don't know, they're a little shorter and squattier and wrinkled-y. They sort of look like rocks if you want to look at them.
Okay, this is a sure sign of the opening of the season here.
Right. And we a friend just stuck her head in the door here, Sylvia. And she's somebody that I know from the dance floor, from the Central Area Barn Dances. And she mentioned that, yes, she's looking for morels too, So it's out there. It's out there. I happen to find these in a really hard-to-get-to place. I hope the rest of the morels that I find, I will not have to be hanging by my arm on a really steep side hill under a bush. This is the first of the season, so I went for it and got it. But, boy, these were kind of tricky. So, morels. So, something else you can email us about. Are you finding anything? Oh, you don't have to give your...
No GPS on the morel patch. It's okay.
No, we'll keep it a secret. We'll keep it a secret. But what are you doing for the morels this year? How are things going on your place? Where do you hunt? Oh, another thing. I woke up this morning and my husband says, come out here. You're not going to believe this. Went outside, had my coffee cup in my hand, looked up, top of our house, two geese. We have two geese sitting on top of our, and they were there for a good hour just looking down on us, so I don't know why. I think we're kind of in the flight pattern for Ada Hayden. We see geese go over quite a bit, but somehow a pair has found our roof. I'm sure they can't put a nest up there. If they put a nest up there, the eggs are going to roll off, or there's just not room, but there they were, so happy spring. This is KHOI 89.1. Support this radio station. This is a community station. You can call 292-2878 and join this radio station because this is all about people in Central Iowa. You are the audience. You are the...
Subject matter.
And you are the reason this thing exists. We all own this together. This is not a corporate entity. This is not even a government-sponsored activity here. We do not get any tax dollars. We exist because people support us.
Just for the fun of it.
That too. Yes, yes. So come on down and visit us and bring along your membership check or whatever you'd like to do, or just say hi. Come to our studio on Douglas Avenue in downtown Ames. Look for the Ames Pantorium Building, which is now KHOI Studios. That's 292-2878. You can talk to someone at the front desk there, and they'll be glad to tell you about gift certificates, premiums, and even the gelato premium. Do not miss out on that. If you're a quick first-time member, do join. We're going to hear a little bit more about Garden Talk with Ursula. We were talking about pests in the garden. She was having problems, and I always have problems with pests in the garden. The thing we have in the country, and I suppose you see them in the city every now and then, is woodchucks, which raccoons are omnivores. They'll help themselves to a little bit of everything. Woodchucks will go down a row of just about anything and just make a fine meal. But we must realize we are all in this together.
And then you talked about going up for the mm-hmm. deer. Our fence also had chicken wire starting about a foot and a half off the ground and went below the fence into the ground mm-hmm. and curved in a way that a rabbit could not dig under the fence. Mm-hmm. And that was important. And to be honest, raccoons climb. They would have basically seen the fence as a ladder. And so we put an electric wire around the middle of the fence to deal with the raccoons. So kind of sounds a little bit like a high security operation, and in a way it kind of is. But actually the fence posts were made out of natural logs. And so it actually looks quite beautiful and visually creates a sense of space. So it's really not an eyesore, and it did finally create a space where the garden's possible.
Right. I was often, when I think of pests in gardens, I often remember Beatrice Potter and Mr. McGregor's garden. Peter Rabbit had to go under a gate to make them work for it a little bit.
One last question. Is it true or false that marigolds actually do keep bugs away? Is it a good idea to plant marigolds?
I always plant them. Yes. Companion planting like that is a good idea. I think it helps, but so much else is going on. I always put marigolds just here and there. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to have a little tune to celebrate our furry friends that like to eat gardens just as much as we do. This is a song called Little Rabbit, and you're listening to banjo player Merle Hall and guitar player Rick Exner. This is Little Rabbit. That was the tune Little Rabbit, Merle Hall and Rick Exner, the musicians there. And I was talking in a past interview from the Donalana Kitchen Archives. It was an interview that Ursula Rudenberg interviewed me about putting together a garden, and we were talking about woodchucks and things that likes to eat gardens. It's spring. We'll have to put up with all that good stuff as we move into the growing season. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you. You're listening to the Donalana Kitchen. We are a proud and local production of KHOI Community Radio. We want to hear from you. Send us your ideas, comments, suggestions for guests, topics at khoiradio@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of the Donalana Kitchen and with this radio station. And while you are doing that, consider becoming a member of this fine radio station. We only do it because we have your support. This is a volunteer station. Donna and I do not bring down any huge salaries for doing this. We are all volunteers here except for the one guy that keeps all the equipment up and running and makes sure you actually hear it. We do have an engineer, probably not paid half enough, but anyway. We need your support to keep the lights on, keep the signal going from our tower in Story City. So call 292-2878. And I want to mention, to celebrate the end of this pledge drive week, there's going to be a KHOI Saturday after the pledge drive party, Saturday evening. Come down here Saturday evening. That's May 2nd. And meet some of us folks. Eat some good food. There's going to be live music, lots of fun. Come to the Ames Pantorium Saturday night. There's all kinds of stuff going on this weekend. Donna, tell us about something called Local Wonders Community Potluck.
Well, this comes from an organization called Ag Arts, which was more or less founded by poet laureate Mary Swander and our own Fred Kirschman from the Distinguished Fellow at the Leopold Center. And the premise is that agricultural issues are often best understood by non-farmers through the arts. And so what better way to really understand how our food comes from than to make artistic statements and pieces about agricultural issues and food. So there is an Ag Arts Club, a student organization at ISU, and they are having their annual Local Wonders Community Potluck. So that's Sunday, May 3rd, from 5 to 7 at Design on Main, 203 Main Street. So what this is it is a potluck, and everybody comes and puts also $5 in the kitty, and then there are various kind of artistic proposals, and whichever one is the most popular by vote gets whatever's in the kitty to you know, make their project. Like one year it was an exhibition of aprons and things like that. So it's a kind of way to support the local arts, have a good meal, and there are there's going to be live music, trivia, door prizes. So that is this Sunday, May 3rd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Design on Main at 203 Main Street, the Local Wonders Community Potluck. I will see you there.
Ooh, another good food and art combination.
Yes. It's the beginning of the season. All of these events are happening. There's also, what else is going on this weekend?
More stuff. You have no excuse to stay home in front of the television set or the
video.
The computer.
Get out.
Get out there.
Kick up your heels.
Yes.
You can walk. You can bike. It's gorgeous out.
There's an event Saturday evening. So you can go either before, after, or during, or whatever. The KHOI fundraiser celebration party that same evening, starting at 7:30 in the Ames Auditorium. Commotion Dance Theater is presenting Women in Motion. And that's also Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday at 7:30. So go Friday night. Go Friday night so you can come to the party on Saturday night. Women in Motion is a great bunch of women that get together and have a whole semester. It starts in February sometime. And dance. I've been in it in the past. I'm not dancing this year. But learn how to dance, create, move.
And the
their
productions
bodies
are really delightful,
yes.
Really fun.
And they're delightful because the whole thing is organized, choreographed, and held together by Valerie Williams. She's a professional dance choreographer and a real treasure for this community. She has Commotion Dance Theater here in town. And the Women in Motion is always a lovely, lovely evening of dance. So come. Oh, the theme this year is water. Water. So thinking of flowing and all sorts of things. Oh, I suppose water also freezes up and evaporates, too. I can't wait to see how they express that, because you express your ideas through dance. That sounds real good. So that's Friday and Saturday, 7:30 Ames Auditorium. And coming up this weekend also is the 24th Annual Evening of Scottish Dancing in celebration of spring, May 2nd, 2015. It's going to be at the Methodist Annex, 130 South Sheldon Avenue. And it is sponsored by the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society, the Central Iowa branch. There's a number of folks that get together and do this sort of thing.
And Lana, yeah. is that Men in Kilts?
Oh, it's Men in Kilts. I've attended this event. It's lovely. It's lovely. Now, Donna, don't get all excited here. Now,
well, I'd love to see the men in kilts with those big, thick socks on the gorgeous dancing calves.
And oh yes.
Sometimes they stick a knife into the sock.
That happens too. That happens.
No, and, I mean, it's decorative, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I suppose you could use it to peel a potato or something. But anyway, it is, men in kilts. And it's a semi-formal affair, and it already has a program of dances. It's a bit more organized, and you need to sign up beforehand. But you can go and watch. Most of the dances are already on a program. People that dance Scottish country dancing know about this stuff already, and they will They will have a wonderful evening, and there's usually a buffet. It's a semi-formal affair. If you want more information on that, contact Linda and Gary Lieberman, 515-292-8590. It's a lovely thing.
Men in kilts.
Men in kilts. And, yes, there are. Wear it with pride. It's really nice to dance in a skirt. Everybody should dance in a skirt. So support local things, including this very radio station. Become a member. Become a first-time member. Become a member again. Keep us in your thoughts and in your support. Yes. We'll go out with another local bit of music here. This is the Barn Owl Band, a local sort of bunch of music. And during this pledge week, many of the DJs have been playing songs with money as a theme, because we sort of are asking for it this week, like join, 292-2878. So here is my offer for a money song to help us during KHOI's Pledge Week. This is a jig. It's called the Moon Coin Jig. So gather up your moon coin. The moon coin. Gather up your moon coins and send them in. Do. We need your support and we appreciate your support. You're listening to the Barn Owl Band. Support local music, support local food, and support this fine radio station.
And enjoy the beginning of the season in Ames.
Oh, so much to do.
Here we go.
So much to do. And new members. Remember, Donna Prisgintis, gelato.
And hot fudge sauce.
My name is Lana Noctico.
And I'm Donna Prisgintis.
We've had excellent engineering, as usual, from Rick Morrison. Enjoy life.